Thank you. I'm here, Coach McPherson. Coach, of course, I guess we could say the preseason's over and the regular season begins tonight. I'm on the road here in the hog pen, get ready to start region play.
Yep, it's that time of year, isn't it?
There was, you know, a little bit of concern last week, maybe after a big victory over Peachtree Ridge, there might be just a little bit of a letdown going over to Ware County. If there wasn't, the boys played with just as much intensity as they did the week before. And I don't imagine that intensity level has dropped any at all, knowing where the region starts tonight in what we know to be arguably one of the toughest places to play over here in the hog pen.
We're expecting to come out and play harder and better than last week. That's what we've been talking about all year, and that's what we expect of our players.
Coach, a little bit about Colquitt, your second year. Coach Prost, he's got that spread offense working for him pretty well. Junior quarterback Tyler Brown, his second year quarterback. The young man can throw the ball and run it as well.
Yes, sir. They do a good job. They're well-coached offensively, spread offense, got a lot of weapons, quarterback solid. We're going to have to do a good job on defense and, you know, play like we've been coached all week.
Running back-wise, it looked to be just our main running back, number 22, Telvin King. Of course, he's also, I think, their second leading receiver, also out of the backfield. Looks like they use mainly a one-back set.
Yes, sir. They're, you know, like you said, a spread offense, and, you know, I don't know that you can stop it. You've got to keep it in front of us and get pressure on the quarterback and play smart defense.
Coach, defensively, run that old 4-3, Willie McCrary, number 5, a senior linebacker. In fact, all three linebackers are seniors, which always goes into your hand because you've got experience there. But he's also their leading tackler, seems to be able to run that 4-3 defense for him pretty well.
He shows up quick on the film. He's a good player. They got a lot of experience back. They got a very experienced, you know, staff over there on the defensive side. We've got to maintain blocks. We've got to try to control the ball. Don't turn it over and just, you know, try to play our game.
How tough is it playing over here in the hog pen compared to some of the other places we play on the road?
You know, I really don't like to even talk about where we're playing with the players. You know, it doesn't matter where you play. You got to be ready to play when you run on the field. It's the same size. They got grass. That's something for the people to talk about home and away. We got to be ready to play no matter where we're at.
Coach, how's practice been so far this week?
Good week of practice. We're ready to go.
All right, Coach. We appreciate you taking time out. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub for another Lions Eye victory.
Hey Viking fans, tonight I'm here with number 17, Mike Cope, defensive end for the Lions Eye Vikings. Alright, we started off the season against Woodland, we beat them 75-14. What do you think that says about the team this year?
Woodland is a very different team that we played against last year. They got some D1 commits and they came out strong, so it was a really good game to see where we fit to start the season.
And the week after that was our homecoming game against Peachtree Ridge, which everyone in the state said would be our toughest game of the season. How do you think that game went?
Peachtree Ridge, we had high hopes that it was going to be a high-scoring game, and they were ranked high in the state. We were ranked high in the state, but I think we came out better prepared, and we took advantage of that situation.
This past Friday, y'all played at Ware County. You beat them 41-0. You beat them also last year. Do you think they're in tough competition?
Right now, I think they're in a rebuilding season. They have a new first-year head coach, so I can understand why their record is not as normally like a Ware County record, but they still have a good team, and we came out strong again, and defense played well, and we had a game.
Tonight you played Cockwell County, and last year they got a new coach, Coach Price. Didn't have the best season. You beat them. It's a shutout game last year. How do you think the game's going to go this year?
From watching film on Thursday and Tuesday, they have some nice skilled kids in number 22 and number 4. We posted in our locker room a quote from our Russ Pro saying they're going to shock the world and beat Lions this year. So we've been using that like a motivation real lot, like a lot, and we been using that on the field. So it'll be fun to see how we take that out on them Friday night.
Have y'all been practicing any differently this week week compared to the weeks before?
Oh, not really. They a spread team just like Ware County, so it's kind of similar. But we just got to work on screens, and they've been working on DBs, been working their butts off because they pass the ball 80% of the time. So we just been working on passing plays a lot.
Speaking of passing plays, we have a new quarterback this year, Cole Parker. How do you think he's doing?
He's doing real good. He exceeded my expectations.
As of right now, we have not lost a game. Do you think that we can go on to win region and state?
That's the goal. Every year, that's the goal. Right now, we'll see. I would like how we do after Colquitt, see how good we are in the region, see how the standards are, and make a run in the playoffs. And my senior year and then all the other seniors, our goal is to win state this year.
Every game has been high points on the board for Lowndes, and the JV has got to play. Do you think that's going to help them next year?
The starters that's out there now, we haven't really played a full game yet, which might hurt us and later on in the season. So we not score a lot, but we need to start playing full games to help us on condition for our regular game.
We have a lot of seniors playing this year, which means a lot are going to be graduating.
I think it's 20 or like 22 seniors on the team. A lot of us, five of us, been starting 3 years, and there's been a couple 2 year starters, but we have experience, and the young guys that's behind us, they're getting experience as well. Despite of losing all of us, they're still going to have a good team this year.
Do you think also having so many seniors that have played for the past 3 years, do you think that helps y'all?
Oh, definitely. Well, most of us are going to play college ball, so when we do get to college, it's going to help us tremendously.
So you're in college, where do you want to go?
I have 7 offers, and I'm still in the recruiting process. I'm still in contact with a lot of schools. Friday, today, I had UAB, Clemson come through and talk to me while we were doing weightlifting. So we're still waiting.
What other colleges do you have looking at you?
I get letters in daily from Vanderbilt, from North Carolina, Marshall, East Carolina, Auburn, Clemson, Tennessee, by the bundles, trying to set up official visits. Hopefully I can make the best choice at the end of the season.
Are you leaning towards any college?
Not right now. I'm not going to say. I have a lot of favorites, but not one in particular.
Do you watch any college football?
Yes, I do.
Who's your favorite team?
Miami Hurricanes. But you?
They beat FSU a couple weeks ago,
yes.
Which our Lowndes boy, Gregory, played in. How do you think he did?
My goal was to watch the game. I wanted Greg to have a good game, but I wanted Miami to win, so I came out successful in that.
How do you think Greg did in his first game as a freshman?
Not surprised that Greg came out and played the way he did. I mean, I knew Greg since I was almost 10 years old, so I'm not surprised. I know what he can do. I'm glad he did perform the way he did.
Do you have any nicknames on the field that the other team players call you?
Nicknames? Well, I gained a lot of weight, so I know Big Ed called me Fat Boy now. A lot of people on the internet and all my interviews I have on the internet, they call me the Stat Master. I know last week I broke the Lowndes High career stat record. That's pretty special, but we still got to win. That's more important.
What is your favorite class right now at Lowndes High School?
My favorite class right now, I would say, is economics. With Ms. Phyllis Williams.
You want that?
I have Jordan Black and Kyrie Franklin in my class, and we always having fun.
Is there anything else that you would want the Lowndes fans to know about you that they may not know?
This is my senior year, I guess, and I'm trying to help my team win as many games as possible and finish with no regrets.
And you're doing a good job of it. Thank you. That's all.